Welcome to Lesson 7. This lesson will show you how to participate in news groups, a unique way of communicating with hundreds of people on the internet sharing a special interest. First, I'll give you some background information about news groups, and then we'll check your news program settings. You'll open Explorer's news program called Internet News, and we'll quickly go over its window. Next, you'll look at a list of all the news groups on your news server, and you'll learn how to choose a news group. Then you'll see how newsgroup messages are structured into what we call threads. You'll read a message and can even reply to a message if you want. Finally, you'll learn how to subscribe to a newsgroup. Look over the topics and then click the play button to continue. If you've ever wanted to share ideas and get information about a special interest, then newsgroups are for you. Newsgroups enable you to send and receive messages among hundreds of people at the same time. There are literally thousands of news groups on the internet, which are referred to as Usenet news groups. Your internet provider stores many news groups on part of its computer called a news server. There are many other news servers on the internet which also store news groups. By connecting to one of these news servers, you can access any of the news groups stored there. To connect to a news server and work with news groups, you need to have a news program, which is also referred to as a news reader. Explorer comes with its own news program called Internet News. You'll be working with that program during this lesson. Newsgroup names take a certain format, just as web page names and email addresses have a certain format. Newsgroup names consist of at least two parts, with each part separated by a dot. The first part generally represents the type of newsgroup, such as rec for recreational. The second part shows what the newsgroup is about, such as animals. Often a newsgroup name has additional sections which represent more specific areas of the newsgroup. Look over the window and then click play to continue. During this lesson, you'll need to know a few things about your existing email account, such as your email address, your password, and your username. And if your internet news program is not set up yet, you'll need to know the name of your provider's news server. You can get this information from your internet provider. When you're ready to move on, click the play button. Before we access a news group, we need to make sure your news program is set up and ready to go. This will just take a couple of minutes. First, we need to make sure that your Explorer automatically uses Internet News as its news reader. If your Internet Explorer program is not open right now, go ahead and open it by double-clicking its icon in the desktop. Click ZoomTutor's play button when you and Explorer are ready. Next, click the View menu in the menu bar. Click the last item called Options. The Options dialog box should look familiar to you from Lesson 1. Locate the tab labeled Programs and then click it. The second rectangle labeled News should contain the words Internet News. If it doesn't, click the button containing a triangle on the far right side of the rectangle. Then click on the Internet News item. Now click the OK button near the bottom of the dialog box. Now we're going to open the news program. There are actually two ways to do this. You can access it through the Explorer program, or you can access it directly from the Programs menu in the Start menu. We'll get to it from Explorer. Locate the toolbar button labeled Mail. It's probably on the far right side of the toolbar. When you've located it, click it. The last item called Read News brings up the news program. Click the Read News item now. When the Internet News window is completely displayed, click ZoomTutor's play button to continue. You should now see a separate window on the screen called Internet News. Also, if this is the very first time you've run the news program since installing it, you will see a window called Internet News Configuration. If you see the configuration window now, you should pause the ZoomTutor lesson, follow the directions to configure your news program, and then resume the lesson. Now make sure the news window is maximized. If you've just completed the configuration procedures, a small window called News Groups will be displayed. Close this window and then maximize the news window. In a moment, I'll go over this window in more detail. Right now, we need to check your news program settings. First, click the News menu in the menu bar. Next, Click the last item called Options. You should now see the Options dialog box. This is similar to the Mail Options dialog box you saw in the previous lesson. The sheet labeled Send should be in front right now. If it is not in front, click the Send tab. I'm just going to point out the options that affect this lesson. If I don't talk about an option, you can leave it the way it is. The third option should have a check mark next to it. This option makes sure that when you reply to a message, the original message is included in your reply. If you need to add a check mark now, go ahead. Now, locate the tab near the top of the dialog box that's labeled Read. When you've located it, click it. The very first option on this sheet lets you specify how many message headers to download at a time. This option should be checked and the number inside the box should be 300. If it is not 300, double-click the number and change it. Next, click the tab labeled Server. The first rectangle in this sheet should contain your name. It's the name people will see when you send a news message. The rectangle labeled Organization is optional, but you do need to make sure the third rectangle contains your email address. Now look at the section labeled News Servers. It should contain the name of at least one news server you access to work with news groups. You can actually access several different news servers, but at least your default server should be listed here. If you don't know its name, call your internet provider. If you need to enter your news server now, click the Add button. Then fill in the required information and then click the OK button. Pause the audio to do this and then click Play to resume the lesson. That's all we need to do here. Click the OK button in the Options dialog box. Now let's take a quick look at the news window. As you can see, this window has its own title bar, menu bar, and toolbar. Right below the toolbar is a white rectangle labeled News Groups. Depending on whether or not you've accessed the news program before, this rectangle might display the name of the news group you worked with last. The rest of the window is divided into two sections. The top section lists the message headers for the news group displayed above in the news group's rectangle. If this section is empty right now, don't worry. In a moment, we'll bring up a news group. The lower section of the window will contain the contents of a news group message, once you select one. There are several ways to bring up a news group. You could type the news group name into the news group's rectangle. But what if you don't know the exact name of a news group? Fortunately, you can search through a list of all the news groups that are currently on your news server. First, look in the lower right corner of the news window status bar and make sure there is a message that says connected. If the message says not connected, click the connect button in the toolbar. Next, click on the toolbar button labeled News Groups. You should now see a window called News Groups. There are three sheets to this window, which are represented by three tabs near the bottom of the window. They are called All, Subscribed, and New. The All sheet should be displayed now, and it lists all the news groups on your news server. The Subscribe sheet lists just those news groups that you've subscribed to. In a moment, I'll explain more about subscribing. Now look at the white rectangle near the top of the window, labeled Display News Groups Which Contain. You can use this rectangle to search for news group names containing certain words. If the cursor is not already inside this rectangle, click inside it now. Let's find a news group pertaining to music. Most musical news groups begin with the news group prefix rec, so a good place to start is by typing in the name rec.music. Go ahead and type this in. The mail program will automatically start searching for news groups as soon as you stop typing. The list should now display all news groups containing the words rec and music. I'm going to pause the audio again while you scroll down and look at this list. When you found a news group that looks interesting, click on it. If you don't know which news group to select, click one called rec.music.artist.beachboys. Now click the Go To button in the news group's window to bring up this news group. You might see a message from Internet News asking if you want to subscribe to the news group that was previously displayed in the news window. If you see this message, click the No button. The mail program should be downloading the first 300 message headers related to the group you just selected. Since this might take a few moments, I'll pause the audio. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when the E logo in the top right corner of the window is no longer animated. The top section of the window should now display message headers for the news group you selected. Notice that some of the headers have plus signs to the left of them. This means that the message has some replies to it. I'm going to pause the audio while you find an interesting message that has a plus sign next to it. Now click the plus sign next to the message. You should now see one or more messages indented underneath the original message. These are replies to the original message. Some of the replies might even have replies to them. When the replies to a message are bundled with the original message like this, they are called threaded messages. By the way, since not all the messages from a server are downloaded, the original message might actually be a reply to another original message which is not displayed. This is just something to keep in mind as you read through messages. Let's read the original message. Go ahead and click anywhere on the message header. You should now see the content of the message displayed in the lower section of the window. By the way, newsgroup messages are also referred to as articles. To read this entire article, you might have to use the scroll bar in the lower section. I'll pause the audio while you read the message. In the top section of the window, click on one of the threaded replies to this article. Now the reply should appear in the lower section of the window. Depending on the reply you selected, you might see the original article either above or below the reply. Read over the window and then click play to continue. It's easy to get caught up in people's discussions, isn't it? Well, you can do more than just read articles. You can put in your own 2 cents worth by replying to them. You can even post your own original articles. Look up in the toolbar. The first button, called New Message, lets you post a new article to the group. The second button, called Reply to Group, lets you reply to this article. This reply will be seen by everybody who accesses this news group. The third button, called Reply to Author, lets you reply just to the author of the message using electronic mail. Go ahead and click the Reply to Group button now. You should now see the reply window. The cursor should be blinking at the top of the message area with the original message appearing below it. If you'd like to reply to this message, go ahead and type in a reply. If you don't want to reply, that's okay. I'm going to pause the audio so you can just click the play button when you're ready to continue. If you entered a reply, you just click the send button in the reply window's toolbar to post it. If you did not reply, you can close the window by clicking its close button in the title bar. Go ahead and either send the reply or close the window now. As I mentioned earlier, the mail program downloaded just the first 300 message headers for this news group. What if you'd like to see more messages? Click the News menu. There's an item near the bottom of the menu called Get Next 300 Headers. Choosing that item will bring up the next batch of message headers. We aren't going to do that now, however, so click the News menu again to remove it. Let's suppose you really like this news group and would like to visit it often. An easy way to access it is by subscribing to it. When you subscribe to a news group, you put it in a special list, making it more accessible. There are several ways to subscribe to a news group. When you're currently working with a news group, you can do it from the news window. First, click the News menu. Next, click the second item called Subscribe to This Group. That's all there is to it. Now let me show you how to access your subscribed news groups. First, click the News Groups toolbar button. In the News Groups window, click the tab labeled Subscribed near the bottom of the window. The news group you just subscribed to should be listed here. This is a handy way to go right to a news group you like to access often. If you wanted to unsubscribe from a news group, you would just highlight the news group and click the Unsubscribe button on the right. Now close the news group's window by clicking its Cancel button. We're finished working with newsgroups now, but can you see how you could spend hours browsing through them? Later, you can come back and check out more newsgroups that your news server offers. Please close the news window by clicking the Close button in its title bar. If you're planning to take the next lesson right away, you can leave the Explorer window open. If not, close Explorer now. This concludes Lesson 7. In a moment, you'll return to Explorer's tutorial menu, where you can move on to Lesson 8. In that lesson, you'll learn how to download files from the Internet using FTP sites. See you then.